This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, leave a flaming paper bag full of language on your doorstep. Coming up in today's show are feats of speed and endurance, albeit ones which don't require getting up out of a chair. There is one swear word in this episode. See if you can spot it. On with the show! Recorded live at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival in Toronto in November 2018, performed by me and Martin Austwick, this is the story of champions. Typing champions. One of which I am not.
I can type at 71 words a minute. Ooh. Yeah, it's a good speed when you go to a temping agency and they're like, brilliant, we can get you some minimum wage jobs. But I bet some of you can type faster. Do I hear 85? 90? Do we have any over 100s? Ooh. Whoa. What do you got?
104.
104. Do we have anything to beat 104?
122.
122. Whoa. Who goes higher than 122?
No one.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, because, you know, 122 is impressive in this room, but I went onto the website typeracer.com, and you can see that this guy, Earn, is on 291 words per minute. 291 words a minute.
291 words per minute.
Is not an official typing record, though. Guinness World Record adjudicators are not standing by while people compete on typeracer.com. The Guinness World Record for typing speed was held by the late Barbara Blackburn. There are two kinds of typing contests, marathons and sprints, and Barbara Blackburn was a champion of both. During minute-long speed tests, Barbara could type up to 170 words per minute on a typewriter, or on a computer, 212 words per minute.
212 words per minute.
And in endurance tests, she could type 150 words per minute for 50 minutes.
150 words per minute for 50 minutes.
To show off her world record-breaking achievements, in 1985, Barbara Blackburn was invited onto the David Letterman Show to race against the fastest typist on Letterman Show staff, also called Barbara. But Barbara Blackburn sabotaged the contest.
You know, you didn't have any paper in there.
I realized that.
I know.
I did it on purpose.
Well, I guess it's easy to say you're the fastest. And, well, no way to prove it, is there?
That's you.
So that time, she scored 0 words per minute.
0 words per minute. There was no paper in it.
Why, Barbara, why? Why didn't you want a fair fight against other Barbara? Were you operating a big con to be the world's greatest typist? Well, you know the QWERTY keyboard that's on everything, designed in the 1870s to stop typewriter keys getting jammed by keeping common letter pairings far apart from each other. A world record-breaking typist like Barbara Blackburn, don't fuck with QWERTY. Barbara Blackburn used the Dvorak Simplified keyboard. This was invented in 1932 by the Seattle-based psychology professor August Dvorak. His objective, to make the keyboard more efficient, all the vowels on the left, most common consonants on the right, the least common letters on the bottom row. On the average day, the fingers of a typist like Barbara Blackburn would travel 16 miles across a QWERTY keyboard, but typing the same text on the Dvorak, just 1 mile. More efficient, fewer errors, less hand fatigue, fewer typing injuries, more speed. In the typing competitions of the 1930s, the QWERTY competitors would ask to be seated separately to the Dvoraks, who were typing so rapidly, the QWERTYs were getting depressed. Making Barbara Blackburn type on a QWERTY keyboard for her big duel on Letterman, that's like sending an Olympic snowboarder down the slopes on an ironing board.
There's no way Barbara could win it.
Now, people can type faster than Barbara Blackburn, but she still holds the world record. Sort of, because Guinness got rid of that category since. But if you want, there are still some typing records you could beat. The fastest typing with your nose. Fastest time to type the alphabet blindfold. Fastest time to type a text message whilst performing head spins. But Barbara Blackburn didn't need any of those gimmicks. She didn't even need paper.
Barbara didn't need a gimmick. 212 words per minute.
And what became of the Dvorak simplified keyboard? If it's so great, why is it not the default keyboard everywhere? Why is it faded into obscurity, buried in your system preferences? Is it timing? The Dvorak was patented in 1932 during the Great Depression, not a good time for new innovations to take off. Or did the Dvorak arrive too late and QWERTY had already become the unstoppable market dominator? Was it too much hassle to train typists to use a new keyboard layout? Is it because the benefits of the Dvorak keyboard had been greatly exaggerated by its creator, August Dvorak? Or was the Dvorak keyboard doomed by a 1956 study that insisted the Dvorak keyboard was no better than the QWERTY, and in fact maybe worse, and that study was spearheaded by a Dr. Earl Strong, who, firstly, when asked for the evidence that he had gathered about the keyboards, said he had destroyed it. And secondly, had a long-running personal grudge against August Dvorak. After three frustrating decades trying to get his keyboard to catch on, August Dvorak said, "I'm tired of trying to do something worthwhile for the human race. They simply don't want to change." Is it because the human race simply doesn't want to change? Is the world just unfair?
Victory doesn't always come to those who deserve it.
Have you followed the sporting career of Marcellus Wiley? He's now a host on ESPN. He was an American football player. He played 10 seasons for the NFL. He was voted into the NFL top 50 players twice. He competed in the NFL Pro Bowl. I don't know what any of those things are. I don't care about American football. That's just words pouring out of my mouth. I don't even care about sports, unless that sport is typing. But before ESPN, before all the football, Marcellus Wiley was a different kind of athlete, a keyboard athlete. More than twice as fast as the other kids in his high school typing class. In 1988, aged 14, he won a national typewriting championship with a speed of 82 words per minute.
82 words per minute.
He was always faster than the other school kids, faster on the track, faster on the field, faster on the keyboard.
82 words per minute.
In 2003, I, Helen Zaltzman, was a recent graduate. I was struggling to find a job, so I took some work that I used to do from home, and I was pretty depressed, and there was no point getting dressed most days. The job involved rewriting press releases about mobile phones into articles that looked like news. What did mobile phones do in 2003? Nothing. They just made calls. Well, one day there was a phone with a special feature, a menstrual diary. That was a standout day at work. But on the whole, the job was very boring, so I used to do it whilst watching television. And this was 2003, so there was no Netflix, no YouTube. So what there was to watch were endless repeats throughout the day of Columbo. And there came a point when I realised I could do the job without looking at my computer at all. I'd inadvertently learned how to touch type. Well, Columbo had taught me how to touch type. Not fast enough to be a champion of typing, but fast enough to be a champion of temping. I was the toast of London's temping agencies. I had, at one point, seven jobs at the same time. And some of the highlights included, every Saturday morning, I used to go to a rich businessman's house, and he would dictate a book to me. And the book started out as being about business management. And then it evolved to also be about Indian mysticism. And also a bit of a memoir. And also about bridges, but only metaphorical ones. Where do metaphorical bridges lead?
We will never know. The book was never finished.
I also compiled book indexes. You probably think a robot does that job, but cheaper than a robot. I had a job as a TV logger. That's where you type up every piece of footage shot for TV shows. One of the shows I worked on was a reality TV show set in a salon, and I had to type up the camera feed from the room where they did back sack and crack waxes. The best typing temping job was on a show in which 8 people competed to become the best spy. They were being trained by ex-CIA and MI5 agents, and I typed up hundreds of hours of them sitting in sheds performing surveillance ops, or tailing members of their family through town without getting caught, or being bundled into vans in the middle of the night, forced into stress positions and interrogated. And at the climax of the competition, the winner did not get to be a spy. Because when you have won a televised competition to be a spy, you don't get to be a real spy. So they weren't really winning anything, and I wouldn't win anything either, typing 71 words per minute.
71 words per minute.
Typing competitions were invented by typewriter manufacturers to show off how their typewriters were better than the other typewriters. An Underwood typewriter would go up against a Remington typewriter, like how in Formula One, a Ferrari races a McLaren car. And these typing events were a big deal. People were typing at Madison Square Garden, wearing evening gowns. 1906 was the first World Typing Championship, and there, on the right, is the first ever World Typing Champion, Rose Fritz. She was only 17. She held the title for 4 years, broke every record. And remember that typewriters at this stage were pretty stout machines. You had to hammer the keys. Rose Fritz's fingers must have been ripped. But she stopped competing in 1909. Let others have a crack at being world champion. Let her have a crack at being just a normal woman turning 20, living her life. Too much, too young can wreck a person. She topped out at 115 words per minute.
115 words per minute.
The greatest of all time was a woman from St. Louis, Missouri, named Birdie Reeve. Birdie Reeve left school after 6th grade, but by the time she was 16, she had compiled 8 dictionaries. She was a chess champion multiple times. She even did one match where she was playing 20 separate opponents simultaneously and blindfold, and she won all 20 games. She could type at record-breaking speeds whilst reciting the Gettysburg Address, and she used to do other stunt typing, like rolling a sheet of metal into her typewriter so the keys sounded like a runaway train. Her father had invented a technique for her to type faster, using just 2 fingers on each hand in a V formation. But the official typing championships specified you had to use all fingers, so Birdie Reeve was barred from entering those. And instead, she had to find another channel for her typing talents. Vaudeville. So between the elephant stunts and the minstrels and other entertainments problematic by today's standards, you would have seen a woman typing. Really fast. Up to 300 words per minute.
300 words per minute.
But for all that talent, for all that vocabulary, for all that chess, even Birdie Reeve couldn't sustain her showbiz career. By the late 1930s, when she was still only in her early 30s, she was placing ads in a local newspaper looking for work, and that was the last I could find of her. But with her typing skills, she could have been the greatest temp of all time.
300 words per minute. 300 words per minute. 300 words per minute.
Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is Kalpa, noun, in Hindu and Buddhist tradition, the period between the creation and end of the world, reckoned as 4,320 million years, and considered as the day of Brahma. Try using it in an email today. WPM was written and spoken by me, Helen Zaltzman. The music and singing is by Martin Austwick. Thanks to the Hot Docs Podcast Festival in Toronto, and also thanks to Nate DeMeo, who puts the PAL into Memory Palace. You can find me at Facebook and Twitter /Allusionist Show, or stop by at theallusionist.org.